According to the online source Statista.com, South Sudan's inflation rate for 2022 is 24% compared to last year. In 2019, the average inflation rate in South Sudan amounted to about 51.19% compared to the previous year. 2 weeks ago, the central bank auctioned $2 million to commercial banks in a bid to reduce the country's high inflation rate. But traders argue price commodities will continue to rise because most goods, including food items, are imported. Abdurahman Adam, a trader who sells food and non-food items in Souk Libya Market in Juba's Muniki suburb, says prices in his shop are high because he imports most items in U.S. dollars.
The prices are increasing because the dollar rate is high. We are importing the goods from wholesale abroad and we are buying them in dollars. If the dollars reduce, we will reduce the prices in the markets.
Traders and economists are urging the government and the Bank of South Sudan to come up with durable solutions to address inflation. Robert Pitia, chairperson of the South Sudan Chamber of Commerce, is asking traders to not use the depreciation of the local currency as an excuse to manipulate commodity prices.
In the market, you know, traders normally take advantage once there's some issues in terms of dollar goes up, in terms of other issues that happen, also in terms of taxes, in terms of the prices of dollar. And some of the traders are not honest because they take advantage of the situation also to make more profit.
Pitia is urging South Sudan Central Bank monitors the allocation of money when it auctions off dollars so that it knows the currency is being used for its intended purpose.
The central bank should make supervision over this commercial bank because what this money intended for should go to what it intended for. For the traders to bring food, let it go for traders who are bringing food from outside.
Abraham Maliet Mamer, a Juba-based economist, says the central bank's decision to auction dollars to commercial banks has not increased the value of the local currency or reduced commodity prices.
The practice itself, it is not actually in any way helping our economy. It's just a practice thing actually happening. So the dollar goes up, goes down, does not matter. But you can see last week the central bank auctioned about 2 million, yet the dollar still went up. Also, the need of dollars in our market has not been studied. So we don't know exactly what is the circulation of dollar, how much our market needs on a daily basis.
Agak Achuel Lual, South Sudan's Minister for Finance and Economic Planning, says Russia's war in Ukraine has led to big price hikes, but he says the government is working on a strategy to boost local food production, thereby offsetting the high price of grains and other imported commodities.
The prices of fuel and food are going to be rising, not because only in Southern Sudan, but we are not taking it as a pretext that the prices are rising everywhere, then we have to leave our prices to rise as they are. And as long as we know we imported everything from outside, the prices are going to be rising. Why? Because of the impact of the war in Ukraine.
Mamer says the central bank, the finance ministry, the Ministry of Trade and the government's economic cluster should work together to repair the nation's faltering economy, and the government should harmonize taxes. He also advises banks to create opportunities by providing loans to women and young entrepreneurs to help boost the economy. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.